I'd like to welcome everyone in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I too would like to thank our sister for the offering that she offered up to us and her service to our Lord. Truly, God's love is unfailing. And that's the whole reason that we love him. Because he first loved us. I'm going to begin reading in Matthew chapter 22. Matthew chapter 22, starting in verse 34. But when the Pharisees had heard that he, being Jesus, had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him, saying, "Master, what is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment." Now Jesus didn't just come up with this. But God had given this to Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 11, starting in verse 1. Therefore, thou shalt love the Lord thy God, and keep his charge, and his statutes, and his judgments, and his commandments, alway. And know ye this day, for I speak not with your children, and these words God had given to Moses after they had fled Egypt. And it says, "And know ye this day, for I speak not with your children, which have not known, and which have not seen the chastisement of the Lord your God, his greatness, his mighty hand, and his stretched out arm." Remember, they were in the wilderness for 40 years. "And his miracles and his acts, which he did in the midst of Egypt unto Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and unto all his land. And what he did unto the army of Egypt, unto their horses and to their chariots, how he made the water of the Red Sea to overflow them as they pursued after you, and how the Lord had destroyed them unto this day, and what he did unto you in the wilderness until ye came into this place, and what he did unto Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, the sons of Reuben, how the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their households and their tents and all the substance that was in their possession in the midst of all of Israel. But your eyes have seen all the great acts of the Lord, what he did. Therefore shall ye keep all the commandments which I command you this day, and ye may be strong, and go in and possess the land which whither ye go to possess it, that ye may prolong your days in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give unto them and to their seed, a land that floweth with milk and honey." They had witnessed the power and the blessings of God being saved from Pharaoh's chariots. They had witnessed his love to them in saving them. And they were told to love the Lord their God. Continuing in verse 10, "For the land which thou goest in to possess it is not as the land of Egypt from when she came out, where thou sowest thy seed and waterest it with thy foot as a garden of herbs, but the land whither ye go to possess it is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh water of the rain of heaven, a land which the Lord thy God careth for. The eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year even to the end of the year." This land that they'll go to and be blessed with will be one where they don't have to strive and struggle as they had before. This land, even a greater blessing unto them. "And a land which the Lord thy God careth for, the eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it from the beginning of the year unto the end of the year. And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your life and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, and the first rain and the latter rain, and thou mayest gather in the corn and thy wine and thy oil. And I will send grass in the fields of the cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full." So this was God's covenant with them, if they would love him with all their heart and with all their soul, then he would bless them with their needs, the rain, the grass in due season. "Take heed to yourselves that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest ye perish quickly from off the good land from which the Lord giveth you. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets upon between your eyes, and ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up." I see many parallels between what they were told to do. Love the Lord their God with all their heart. We are told the same thing. And to teach our children, wherever we go, whatever we're doing, the Word of God. Apply it. Talk about it. Live it. Verse 20, "And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. And if ye shall diligently keep all these commandments which I command you, to do them, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways and to cleave unto him, then will the Lord drive out all these nations from before you, and ye shall possess greater nations and mightier than yourselves. Every place whereon the sole of your foot shall tread shall be yours, from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even unto the uttermost sea shall your coast be. There shall no man be able to stand before you. For the Lord your God shall lay the fear of you and the dread of you upon all the land that ye shall tread upon. And he hath said, as he hath said unto you, Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing, if ye obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day. And a curse, if ye will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to do after other gods which ye have not known. And truly today we have the opportunity of a blessing or the warning of a curse. That if we obey the commandments of God, this God that we love that first loved us, we can be blessed by that grace our sister sung of. We can be his servants. God has planned in each one of our lives to allow the fruit of his love to work through us and touch other people's lives. Let's turn now back to Matthew chapter 22 and read verses 39 and 40. Speaking of these two great commandments. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. That second commandment, love thy neighbor as thyself. Christ did not just come up with that right there. He was referring to Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. Another commandment that God gave to Israel through Moses. Our love for the Lord is demonstrated through our service to him. Our service to our neighbor demonstrates our love for our neighbor. When you and I entered into the waters of baptism, we made a covenant with the Lord that we would serve him the rest of our lives. In Moroni chapter 6, we find Moroni rehearsing to us the things that he learned that Christ had spoken to his disciples when he was upon this land. And he speaks concerning baptism. Moroni chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. And now I speak concerning baptism. Behold, elders, priests, and teachers were baptized. And they were not baptized, save they brought forth fruit meat, that they were worthy of it. Neither did they receive unto baptism, save they came forth with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, and witnessed unto the church that they truly repented of all their sins. And none were received unto baptism, save they took upon them the name of Christ, having a determination to serve him unto the end. This morning we sang hymn number 171. And I'd like you to listen to these words. O Jesus, I have promised to serve thee to the end. And these are words you sang. O Jesus, I have promised to serve thee to the end. Be thou forever near me, my master and my friend. I shall not fear the battle if thou art by my side, nor wander from the pathway if thou wilt be my guide. Oh, let me feel thee near me. The world is ever near. I see the sights that dazzle, the tempting sounds I hear. My foes are ever near me, around me and within. But Jesus, draw thou nearer and shield my soul from sin. Oh, let me hear thee speaking in accents clear and still. Above the storms of passion, the murmurs of self-will, oh, speak to reassure me, to hasten or control. Oh, speak and make me listen, thou guardian of my soul. Oh, Jesus, thou hast promised to all who follow thee, that where thou art in glory, there shall thy servant be. And Jesus, I have promised to serve thee to the end. Oh, give me grace to follow my master and my friend. Our sister Kathy spoke of that grace because none of us have the strength to fulfill the will of God in our lives. None of us have the strength on our own to overcome our temptations. We also sang hymn number 245, which speaks of how we can serve God. Walk in the light, so shalt thou know that fellowship of love His Spirit only can bestow, who reigns in light above. Walk in the light, and thou shalt find thy heart made truly His, who dwells in cloudless light enshrined, in whom no darkness is. Walk in the light, and thou shalt own thy darkness passed away, because that light hath on thee shone in which is perfect day. Walk in the light, and thine shall be a path, though thorny, bright. For God, by grace, shall dwell in thee, and God Himself is light. We have many examples of people who've overcome the temptations and the trials of their lives, have leaned upon that grace of God, have trusted in Him, and through their faith have been good examples to us. Hebrews chapter 11. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. And we're going to hear a list of many different examples of people who served God through trusting in Him. Once again, from our sister Kathy's song, that trust we need in Him, that He is faithful, that He will complete that plan that He has authored within us, that He will fulfill it. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. And by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country, whom whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall they thy seed be called. Accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea, as by dry land, which the Egyptians, essaying to do, were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I say more? What shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, of Barak, of Samson, of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of the weakness were made strong. Out of weakness were made strong. I can't go on to without saying that if you feel you're weak, cling to God. Ask Him for the things that you are in need of to fulfill and do His will. Quench the violence of fires, escape the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, and they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and in caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, all these people who have given a good report before us, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Service to our neighbor. Let's turn to Luke chapter 10, verse 25, and we're going to read Luke's version of this same scripture of the two great commandments. Luke chapter 10, verse 25. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering, said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. You notice Jesus is answering him with a parable. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, and remember, Samaritans were didn't have dealings with the Jews. And the Jews didn't have dealings with the Samaritans. So in other words, they were pretty much enemies. You could say that. They didn't like each other. At least the Jews didn't like the Samaritans. And I think that's notable here. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three, thinkest thou, was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? Remember, first there was a priest, and then there was a Levite, who was the tribe the priests came from. So very spiritual people here, or religious people, I should say. And then there was a Samaritan, a lowly Samaritan. Not considered of Israel. And it was, okay, and so in verse 36, it says, Which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, He that shewed mercy on him. Then Jesus said unto him, Go and do thou likewise. So we should love our enemies. We should serve them. What greater way can the love of God be shown forth than to love people who treat us poorly? And we have examples of that in the Church of Christ. We have a sister who worked with another lady, and this lady treated her poorly and was nasty with her. Well, one day this lady got sick, was in the hospital, and our dear sister went to the hospital and visited her. And the lady in tears said, Why are you here? She said, You're sick, and I came to visit you. Well, that lady was converted to our Lord Jesus Christ and was baptized, made a covenant with him. Here is an example of Christ teaching us to be a servant. This is Christ's example, John chapter 13, verses 4 through 15. He riseth from supper, that being Jesus, he being Jesus. He riseth from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. After that he poureth water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus saith to him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all. And that he spoke of Judas Iscariot, who was. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore said he, Ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye that I have done what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, so also ought to wash one another's feet. You see, when in that period of time, they had muddy streets, and many times they were in sandals or bare feet, and it was customary that there would be someone at the door to wash their feet, and it was a servant. And so Christ was showing them an example of being a servant. And it says here in verse 15, For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. So if Christ did it to them, if Christ gave his life for us, so ought we to have that same love for one another and serve one another. And in so doing, serve our Lord. I'm going to end with this verse. Out of the book of Joshua. And this is what Joshua says in Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.